Welcome, everyone. Radical Russ here at the Marijuana Business Conference and Expo. And we just heard the presentation from Nurse Heather, another host here on Cannabis Radio. Hi, Nurse Heather.
Hi, Russ. It's good to be here with you and your listeners.
Yes, it's great to be here. And make sure you check out Nurse Heather's show, Good News with Nurse Heather. And you're doing that about weekly, aren't you?
We tried to. Every once in a while, I get pulled away to do things like in Florida, and I didn't get what a show done this week. But that's okay. We'll be back. There's lots of great shows on CannabisRadio.com.
So you were just discussing the basics of cannabis for the people here that don't know a whole lot about it. When you're talking to these new industry professionals, what are some of the most common things they want to know?
Well, I think they're just trying to understand What is this all about? And my big question to them today was, why cannabis? Why, with all the plants around the world that they could get into those industries, why cannabis? And I think they really needed to understand that there is a spirit behind this plant. It is so beneficial as a phytocannabinoid to help with endocannabinoid deficiency as a supplement. And it's just good for health. It's good for humanity. It's good for our environment. And hopefully we were able to teach some people a few things this morning.
I'm sure they picked up a whole bunch. The presentation was amazing. And one of the things that I worry about sometimes is when we look at the healthcare industry, the mainstream healthcare industry, so dominated by issues of money and profit, what do you think we need to do as we evolve this medical cannabis industry to avoid those pitfalls?
Well, I think we need to remember what healthcare is, and it's caring for health. And a lot of the pharmaceutical medications that we as medical professionals are forced to use because there's no other option, or this is the best available option, is a pharmaceutical. I think that we need to step back from some of those chemical things and look to nature. It's not just cannabis. Cannabis is a wonderful tool, but it's not a silver bullet. We need to take a look at the way that we exercise, the way that we eat. Let thy food be thy medicine, thy medicine be thy food. And so cannabis, I believe, is giving a wake-up call to our medical industry, where they can, in our medical community, where they're saying there's something to this. Our patients are getting better. They're getting off of pharmaceuticals. What's happening here? And although some medical professionals are resistant, others are very intrigued. And we're smart. We're science minds. And so when you start looking at the evidence-based, the research out there, it's hard to argue that cannabis is not beneficial in some way, shape, or form.
Right. The folks here involved in the marijuana industry side, of course, have a profit motive to get themselves educated. On the medical community side, I've often heard a stat that says something like one out of seven doctors even hears of the endocannabinoid system in their education. What can we do to fix the structure of medical education? Because I know groups like the AMA aren't really on our side.
Well, and actually, the medical associations are on our side. They do understand. And you're right, it's 13% of medical schools mention the endocannabinoid system. That doesn't mean that they go into depth or teach about it. They mention it in only 13% of our medical schools. When I went to nursing school, I didn't learn a thing about the endocannabinoid system. And so this is really where we make the impact. We need to be in the nursing schools, medical schools, and pharmacology schools, educating about this system and the different constituents of cannabis, so that these cannabinoids can be used therapeutically for patients. With they're just so gentle. When we're comparing them to different pharmaceuticals, I can't push another medication. It's been probably 5 years since I've administered a medication other than cannabis. I just won't do it.
You know, when I think of that medical school stat that you gave me, is imagine if only 13% of mechanics had ever heard of the transmission system.
Well, that's exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, the endocannabinoid system is the balancing center, the homeostasis center. It keeps all of our other systems in checks and balances. It keeps it all working it smoothly and moving fluidly. When you get out of whack or you get off balance, you need something to bring you back. And unfortunately, a lot of these pharmaceutical medications that are given, they throw the body even further out of balance. And so we really need to look at nature the way that it used to be, where plants were always utilized to help bring well-being to the patients.
And that's that syndrome where we have the pill for the pain, and then the pill for the constipation for the pain pill, and then the pill for the pill for the pill for the pill.
That's it. It's called polypharmacology, and one big word, polypharmacology. But one of the things that I saw in my nursing practice was the reduction of pain medications, the reduction of blood pressure medications, diabetic medications, because that's what happens when you get your systems back in check and balance.
And then, of course, that's not something that the Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Research Association wants to hear, is it?
Well, they want to make sure that it's legal so that they can compound their molecules together. They already have Marinol. It's been on the market for a very long time. They prescribe it to cancer patients and other patients, so for nausea, vomiting, pain. So they will get their piece in this, but I'm here to say that God made cannabis, and I will trust God over man and their pharmaceutical compounds any day.
And that's been a frustrating part of the development of the medical cannabis world is we started in the West with whole plant. By 2010, we start to get, you can't home grow, but you can buy at a dispensary. Now, lately, Pennsylvania, New York, Minnesota, you can't even get a whole plant. You have to get some sort of compound. Do you feel that we can bring them around, bring these people around to going back to whole plant?
We have to. It's the safest way. We just have to allow this plant to be. She is here to teach us, here to give us love, teach us compassion. And it is such safe, gentle plant medicine that we should not tell a patient that they have to take it in one form or another. It should be available for a patient to utilize however is most beneficial for them.
Nurse Heather, give our listeners some contact information or some great websites where they could learn more about this.
All right. You can go to azcna.com. That's the Arizona Cannabis Nurses Association. You can also go to cannabisradio.com and check out Good News with Nurse Heather. We have lots of wonderful guests that come on and talk about their good news. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram as Cannabis Nurse Heather. So come check me out and follow along.
All right. Thank you so much, Nurse Heather. We appreciate the education you're giving to everyone here at the conference.
Thank you, Russ. You're amazing. Keep doing good work.
Thank you.